Hello, 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 saints of Yahweh. What's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Glory to God. We just give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, for it is a wonderful day in the Lord. It's another day that we get to be the lights in this world. It's another day that we get to example who Jesus is in us. It's another day that we get to walk in love. Amen. Glory to God. Our word for today comes from Luke chapter 9. And I am going to read from verse, let's see, we're going to start at verse 57 and read through verse 62. And I'm reading from the Message Bible. And it reads, "On the road, someone asked if he could go along. I'll go with you. I'll go with you wherever, he said. Jesus was curt. Are you ready to rough it? We're not staying in the best inns, you know. Jesus said to another, follow me. He said, certainly, but first excuse me for a couple of days, please. I have to make arrangements for my father's funeral. Jesus refused. First things first. Your business is life, not death. And life is urgent. Announce God's kingdom. Then another said, I'm ready to follow you, master. But first excuse me while I get things straightened out at home. Jesus said, no procrastination. No backwards looks. You can't put God's kingdom off until tomorrow. Seize the day." That's Luke chapter 9. Excuse me. Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He was on his way to Jerusalem for, as we all know, the crucifixion. And on his way, his face fixed, there were those who came up to him to ask him about going with him. And Jesus gave them things to think about, things that we need to think about. At the end of this, you know, Jesus said, no procrastination, no backward looks. He said, you can't put God's kingdom off until tomorrow. He told these guys, each one he had a different scenario, a different word for each one. The first one said that he would go with him everywhere. And it says that Jesus was curt. It says, are you ready to rough it? We're not staying in the best inns, you know. Are we ready to rough it? We're not always staying in the best inns. Not that we can't, it's just that we're not. He said, because Jesus went to the places where people needed him, where people would receive him, where people would receive the word of God, the kingdom of God. He says, announce the kingdom. He would go places where the people who had the money to stay in the best places, in the best inns, wouldn't go. Wouldn't go to talk to those people, wouldn't go to minister to those people. Jesus went there. And so he said to him, we're not going to stay in the best inns. Are you ready to go with me? Are we ready to go to the places where our friends wouldn't go? Are we ready to go to the places and talk to the people that the people we talk to every day wouldn't venture? Are we ready to reach our hands out and touch people other people wouldn't dare touch? and show them the love of God. Extend ourselves out and give them hope. Love is hope. And give them hope for the next day. Give them hope to finish the day out that we're in. Are we ready to rough it? And then another, Jesus said, follow me. And he said certainly he would follow him, but to excuse him for a few days to arrange his father's funeral. And this was not that his father was dead. It was to arrange the funeral because the job of the firstborn son was to arrange the funeral of the father. And so Jesus told him, no, If you're coming with me, come with me now. First things first. Announce God's kingdom. Are we putting God's kingdom first in our lives? Are we putting God's kingdom first when we talk to people, when people seek us out? Are we talking about the kingdom of God? Are we announcing that God's kingdom is right here with us right now? That the kingdom of God is here and we can live in it. We are kingdom livers. We have to announce the kingdom. We have to give God's kingdom first place in our lives. Remember that Jesus said, when we seek the kingdom first, I'm gonna leave it right there. To the last one, Jesus said, to another one came up to Jesus and said, I'm ready to follow you, master. Then he says to excuse him so that he can straighten things out, so that he can get things together, so he can make everything like he thinks it should be before he follows him. And Jesus says to him, no procrastination. Are we procrastinating? Are we trying to straighten out our houses and straighten out our lives and get things together and make things right that we don't have the power to do, to get things together, to stop doing certain things before we take up our cross, before we follow the Lord? Are we procrastinating, saying that Jesus is Lord in our lives? Announce the kingdom. Take up our cross and follow God. Follow Jesus. Let's go. He said, no backward looks. No backward looks. Don't look from where you came. Don't look back talking longingly about where you came from and what was back there. The Israelites did that all through their journey in the wilderness. They looked back and talked about how great it was to be a slave. What they had when they were slaves. Was it really that good? No, they were fantasizing about how good it was. It wasn't good. It was awful. It was horrible. Are we looking back at things that we know were awful and horrible and romanticizing them and making them look good because we're looking back and our vision is skewed? They ended up dying in that wilderness. Lot's wife became a pillar of salt because she looked back. No backwards looks. It wasn't good where we came from. It wasn't great. There was a lot of stuff going on in our lives that weren't good. Do you really want to go back? Think about it. He said, you can't put God's kingdom off till tomorrow. Seize the day. Take advantage of the opportunities we have right now before us. Today, right now, you can say that I believe that Jesus is alive and well, risen from the dead to give me new life, to take my place on the cross so that everything that I owe, Jesus paid. Glory to God. And so now I'm free. I'm free in Jesus. Glory to God. Because of Jesus, I am the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And I can stand before my parent in heaven and talk to him and tell my whole life to him and know that I am forgiven. And because I'm forgiven, I can forgive others. And because I'm loved, I can love others. Announce the kingdom. Pick up your cross. And knowing that, you know, the cross that we bear today is standing before others and telling them how good Jesus is. And bearing the laughter, bearing the ridicule, being talked about. As the old folks used to say, they talked about Jesus. Who do you think you are? Bearing our cross doesn't mean that we suffer violence and sickness and ill will. Well, maybe ill will, because people don't want to hear the goodness of God. But when we stand proclaiming the goodness of God, there are those whose hearts are prepared to hear who Jesus is, to hear the goodness of God in our lives, and to stand being the lights of this world, the salt of this earth, and announcing the kingdom of God. Lord, help us. Help us to be your children, announcing your kingdom, letting all know who we are in you, and standing in faith and believing you. Help us to understand that everyone is not going to receive from us, but plant the seed. Plant the seed that will grow, that you will take care of and give the increase. We thank you for that, God, and we believe it and we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. I'll talk with you tomorrow.